1420 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. President Biden's in Florida today and says he's committed to protecting Social Security and Medicare.
Despite the repeated insistence of GOP leaders that they're not interested in cutting Social Security or Medicare, the president vows to stand in the breach.
If that's your dream, I'm your nightmare.
And yet, Mr. Biden says so far, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has been reasonable in their talks.
Why don't we just lay out our budgets? You put yours down, I'll put mine down. And our people sit and compare them.
The president won't unveil his proposals, which he says will involve tax increases on the wealthy and large corporations, for another month. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Female athletes are no longer required to fill out forms about their periods in Florida. CBS's Jim Krasula.
The Florida board overseeing high school sports took the action after listening to letters from the public that called the questions, quote, humiliating, invasive, and part of a political agenda. Members of the board of the Florida High School Athletic Association also adopted a resolution that would keep most personal information on medical forms at doctors' offices, not at school.
Search efforts for earthquake survivors are turning grim in Turkey and Syria. Angela Kimes with UNICEF.
The rescuers over in Latakia, they pulled two people from the rubble yesterday alive, but I think today there's been no good stories coming out, certainly in Aleppo and Latakia and Tartus. There's only been dead bodies coming out.
The U.S. is sending $85 million in relief aid to get survivors food and shelter. The U.S. says China has targeted more than 40 countries with spy balloons, similar to the one shot down over the Atlantic last weekend. CBS's Kimmy McCormick.
A senior State Department official said American U-2 spy planes collected imagery of that Chinese balloon as it loitered over the U.S. and showed it was capable of conducting intelligence collection with multiple antennas. The official also said the U.S. has confidence that the manufacturer of the balloon has a direct relationship with China's military.
Southwest is back in the hot seat on Capitol Hill answering senators' questions on its Christmastime meltdown. Chief Operating Officer Andrew Watterson.
Let me be clear, we messed up. And I would like to explain to you how we messed up.
The airline scrapped thousands of flights before the new year, leaving passengers stranded for days. It says it's working to make sure that never happens again. And Democrats are calling for George Santos to be expelled.
He's violated campaign finance rules. He's violated ethics rules. I mean, he's practically admitted to them. And he is lying about everything that we know him as a person. And so it's pretty obvious the time to expel him is now. He had plenty of time to resign, and he's chosen not to.
California's Robert Garcia is part of the group that just filed a resolution to remove Santos. It's mostly symbolic and unlikely to reach the House floor for a vote. This is CBS News.
Attention, business owners. Stop throwing your...
It makes me smile, and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes. Yeah. I love it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. First responders rescued 11 people stranded on an ice floe in Door County earlier this week. Five adults and six kids were stuck on a large sheet of ice on Green Bay, just northwest of Sturgeon Bay. It happened on Monday. The Coast Guard is urging people to be careful when going out on the ice, especially with fluctuating temperatures on the Great Lakes. Remember, no ice is safe ice. The Republican-controlled legislature has the power to anonymously delay or permanently stop stewardship projects in the state. If conservationists or the state wants to purchase land, certain thresholds need to be approved by the legislature. Governor Tony Evers wants to increase the threshold and not allow objections to be anonymous. His budget will also contain more money for planting trees, combating invasive species, and job training in clean energy and conservation. In sports, the Badgers beat Penn State last night, 79-74. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 13, tonight, under cloudy skies, winds out of the northwest, 10-15 miles per hour.
Highs level off around 24. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Clear skies. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 12. Dry with temperatures well above average Saturday and Sunday, and highs in the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 40.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Don't let them do that. You've got to block that shot. So please register to vote and get out to vote. Just go to myvote.wi.gov.
Myvote.wi.gov.
Defend your right to vote and exercise your freedom to vote.
Paid for by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, WisDC.org, which is solely responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk, from Big Bend to Menominee Falls, always streaming at WAUKradio.com. WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK Radio.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a snow day Thursday edition. I can't freaking believe it, little buddy.
Snow day? What are you talking about? In Milwaukee, is doing nothing but raining. Washed all the salt off my car. Crudy, good to see you. Evan, on the board, our fair audience. Happy, happy Thursday.
It is a mess here in Madison, where I'm in the Solidarity Realty Studios, about 15 feet from University Ave, maybe not even 10. When the buses come by and drive through the 4 to 6 inches of loose snow that are still out there on the roads, it just comes slamming up on the windows. I'm that close to the road, Dom. I drive a four-wheel drive Jeep, or at least I am today. I had a little trouble getting to work. But when I got up this morning, my kid's giggling. Dad, you're never going to believe it. Snow day. I'm like, what? I don't believe it. And I look out the window. Streets are, well, maybe damp. I'm like, what's it icy out there? What am I missing? And then it started snowing, thunder snowing. Thunder snowing, at
it's
least in
so
Middleton.
Weird.
It was
so weird.
Thunder snowing. And by like early afternoon, we had like approximately 6-8 inches. Although, as I mentioned, I'm not always a good estimation of 6-8 inches. Yeah. Might be an overestimation, but it seems like a lot.
Well, it's sloppy, it's wet, so be careful out there, folks.
There's a joke there somewhere. I'm going to leave that one. I'm going to leave that
man,
one.
I wasn't even going there, man. I was just literally saying, man, you know, because that heavy snow, like you said, it affects you a little bit more than that white fluffy stuff. So you, just be careful.
You know, I barely have an internal filter, Dom.
I know,
when you dangle a punchline in the making like that for me, oh, damn.
Oh, it's just so hard for you not to take the bait.
Let's talk about some of the political headlines of the day, Dom. Got a few to throw at you. Joe Biden back on the road again today. A little warmer.
Yeah,
came yesterday.
Miles on. Yeah.
Biden came yesterday. I got people on the streets walking around in shorts. Today we got 6 inches of fresh slush all on the roads. But Joe's in Florida. Joe's down south, baby. We'll bring you some sound of the president in Florida. I was trying to say pronounce the abbreviation, I guess. In Florida, Joe, in hour two, the happier happy hour. I hope I'm happier by then. Well, miserable about this weather. Also, there is a George Santos headline.
Another one? Shocking. Another day goes by, another George Santos headline. Oh, hell, we didn't even talk about him after the State of the Union. Mitt Romney lit his ass up. I mean, Mitt Romney. When Mitt Romney, you know, lights your ass up, there's something going on, man.
This guy is walking clickbait. Everything about his life screams too interesting not to read beyond the headline. So anyways, I'll give you some of that later, Dom. And your buddy, Ron Johnson, U.S. Senator, U.S. Senator from Wisconsin.
Senior Senator from Wisconsin.
Now, Joe Biden, when the president was in my backyard yesterday, the weather a little nicer then, but Joe Biden kind of, you know, let me clear my throat, says Joe. He mentioned Rojo. And pretty soon, Dom, we're going to play for you, our fair audience. And you barely deserve this, but Rojo, full-out conspiracy theorist in a Hill hearing today. And we're going to do instant commentary because I know that's how our audience loves it, Dom, when you and I step on the sound.
So, Senator Johnson testifying at the committee of what, the weaponization of government. Senator Johnson, right? Was he under oath? I'm really curious.
I think his middle name, McCarthy.
Have you no decency, sir?
I think I've asked him a question very similar to that. And that was just for not voting to impeach Donald Trump the first time. It's gotten much, much worse, hasn't it, Rojo?
Oh, man.
But, Dom, let's talk about it. A little crime in progress, a little wish GOP red on red crime. The conservative candidates for the Wisconsin Supreme Court, down there, they're squabbling publicly.
The Republicans are in disarray.
You keep saying that, and it's accurate. Corrine Hess, in a competition for conservative voters, Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Dan Kelly, well, Tom, he's ratcheting up the attacks on Judge Jennifer Doro.
Uh-oh.
Ratchet him up. No, it's funny. Never mind. In the closing weeks, Dom, of a heated primary election for the Wisconsin Supreme Court, conservative candidate Dan Kelly, you've heard the ads right here, now Mad Radio. If you didn't know, he's the super conservative one. The one that liberals want to, take out? No, I want to raise you up, Dan. If I had to pick amongst the conservative candidates to run against, you know, one of either of the two fine liberal choices, I'd pick you, Dan. But Dan's ratcheting up the attacks. Now, I'm speaking at a Republican Party event in Dane County earlier this week. In Dane County, Republican Party, where's my invite? I live here. I'd have come to your little Dan Kelly party, maybe.
Ratcheting up the attacks, Curdy, but specifically challenging her legal intellect and conservative credentials. Legal intellect? What's the matter, Dan Kelly? You concerned about the college she got her law degree from? You know, the Christian Broadcasting Network School of Law that they rebranded as Regent? You know, the same school you went to.
Well, they are alumni together, Dom. You think they'll carpool down to the alumni functions?
The alumni dinners?
That's Pat Robertson University, effectively, right?
I guess.
This is where they went to law school. But I read on. This from Dan Kelly. Again, at the big event, they're in the primary against each other, February 21st. Speaking of Darrow, there's no treaties. There's no law review article. There's not even an opinion piece in the newspaper, Kelly said. There's no lecture or presentation of summary judgment decision, no motion to dismiss opinion that describes what she means by saying she's conservative. Saying she's got a thin record, Dan? Kelly, who served 4 years on the Supreme Court before losing in 2020 to Justice Jill Karofsky, he didn't lose, he got his ass handed to him, went on to say Doro's campaign literature shows she doesn't understand the U.S. Constitution.
You know, you figured all that out in a flyer, Dan?
Kelly said Doro incorrectly states people's rights come from the Constitution. Kelly instead said he believes rights were created by God.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
And it's the court's job to protect those rights from the government.
Which God exactly, Dan Kelly, do you refer? Is that Zeus?
Here is what Kelly said in a very pompous and sanctimonious tone, I suspect, because that's the only way he speaks. If you don't get that one, what are you going to do with the hard ones, Kelly said, reflecting conservative legal philosophy that the Constitution doesn't bestow rights, but rather protects individuals' God-given rights from the government. Oh, we're protecting them from the government. Who's protecting us from Dan Kelly? But I read on. Kelly's comments on Doro came February 7th during the monthly Pints in Politics event held by the Republican Party of Dane County after Fond du Lac County District Attorney Eric Toney asked Kelly if he could support Doro in the general election if she were to emerge from the February 21st primary. Doro, well, she entered the race late, didn't she, Dom? A late entree.
She certainly did. Entered the race with name recognition after presiding over the trial of Darrell Brooks and the Waukesha Parade tragedy. She was not in attendance when reached by the Journal Sentinel. Darrell's campaign said they heard a recording of Kelly's comments and wished he would simply join her in promising to endorse whichever of them comes out of the primary. A quote, "What she's really excited about is the overwhelming number of endorsements she's received from law enforcement, with over 150 sheriffs, police chiefs, and prosecutors backing her campaign. Judge Doro's commitment to public safety and the rule of law sets her apart from all of the candidates in the race as law enforcement's choice," the campaign manager Amber Schroeder said in a statement to the Journal Sentinel. At a forum for the conservative Supreme Court candidates in Greendale on February 1st, Doro said she would support Kelly if he wins the primary, but Kelly would not commit to backing Doro at that event. Kelly didn't directly criticize Doro, but referred to the 2019 court election in which Hagedorn prevailed in the with the endorsement of conservatives. Conservatives went on to break ranks with the conservative justices on some high-profile rulings. Kelly said he felt burned by his support for Hagedorn. "I had to apologize to countless hundreds of people, and I won't be put in that position again."
Dom, I want to jump all the way back to January 9th. There was a little debate in Madison. I'm going to read further from the Journal Sentinel's reporting on Tuesday. Kelly also criticized Doro over a January 9th debate in Madison featuring all four candidates. During that debate, Doro read most of her answers from prepared statements. She had binders, Dom. Here's what Kelly said. Again, this happened last week, but he's talking about the earlier debate in January. Jennifer's participation. Again, remember, he's very pompous. Jennifer's participation was limited to reading a series of prepared statements from a binder. We can't do that in the general election. Jenna Protasewicz may be many things, but she's not unintelligent. What a backhanded irony.
Yes, of course. It's Dan Kelly.
If you do not bring the A game to her in the general election, you lose.
So did you bring the A game when you won against Karofsky, Dan Kelly? What game was that? What game were you playing, sir?
Dominic, on Wednesday night, Kelly appeared on Righty Whitey Dan O'Donnell's show, echoing his previous statements. Folks, we're the Devil's Advocates. Best you ever had. Come back with us, Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You can be a part, 844-967-2789. Rojo testimony, conspiracies from here to there. And by there, I mean...
One day it's bone-chilling cold. The next, the sun is shining. Hey, it's Wisconsin. Don't like the weather? Wait 10 minutes. It'll change. Sooner or later, the snow will go away. But right now, it's freezing cold. And all that cold weather can cause freeze-ups in your holding tank or septic pipe system. So be sure that you keep an eye out for trouble. And call Crockett Septic to help you if you encounter a jam. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where the trucks smell like sweet cherry pie.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potty
Pee's ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Last spring, you chose hard-working seed, but did it work as hard as you did? At NK Seeds, we know that all the time, all the effort, comes down to this. All that matters now is yield and how the seed performed on your acre. Because you can't fake performance, and bushels don't lie. Visit nkseeds.com/harvest.
We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect. And when we do, we make things better. At Child Fund, we connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. Together, we co-create connections that help millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Born under a back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the phones at 844-967-2789.
Before you get in the car driving home in the Madison area, just give yourself some extra time. Little extra dose of the Devil's Advocates today, man. Be safe out there. It's kind of schlickery. Roads are crappy. So, again, be safe, please. Dom, I've been nearly gleeful to hear the public testimony of U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. He used to come around on this show. We stopped in inviting him.
You're welcome, everybody.
It's not us. It's him.
Yes,
let's
it's
just
totally
put it
him.
That way.
Yes.
It's not us. It's him. We broke up with Ron. We dumped him. And today he gave public testimony. And nobody wants to eat this broccoli, Dom, but I think it might be worthwhile just to expose our U.S. Senator for, you know, his true tinfoil hat-wearing, Kool-Aid drinking colors, Dom. Let's play it for the people. Ebon, going to need some help. This is a House committee hearing. So, again, the Republicans are in charge. Yes, Dom?
House committee. Republicans are in charge. This is the House Weaponization Subcommittee. And MSNBC...
Find the Deep State Subcommittee?
Former Senator Claire McCaskill called it a clown show. Rep. Jerry Connolly, a Democrat from Virginia, said this. See if you can guess who he's talking about. We began with a rousing presentation from two old guys who apparently wanted to vent every grievance, real and imagined, they've experienced over the last 20 to 30 years. And that really set the tone, you know, the part of this historical event, the notion that the FBI is filled with a bunch of lefties who want to go after conservatives in America and right-wing elements in America. Boy, that would be news to the FBI. That would be a new historical trend entirely, because the history of any kind of use of the FBI is the other way around, right? Question mark. Yes, Mr. Connolly, it is the other way around. And two of those old guys, one, Chuck Grassley, super old, and two, your favorite senator from Wisconsin, Senator Ron Johnson.
How would you like to be lumped in with Chuck Grassley in any column?
In any way, in any description, right, no doubt. Never, ever want that.
Certainly not on the actuarial tables. Like, there's two old guys. See that guy and that other old guy. So about you, Rojo?
Yes, you are the other old guy, Rojo. Well, let's hear it. The devastating response to COVID. Wait, what didn't COVID happen during Trump? But yeah, go ahead, Kurt.
Never mind.
Let's hear cut number one, Evan, if you would, please.
COVID has exposed the awesome power that can be misused by government officials. The loss of basic freedoms has been nothing less than breathtaking. Our response to the pandemic has been a miserable failure. A miserable failure.
Certainly it was under Trump.
No question.
I mean, does he get easily breathless?
Clutching his pearls? Yes, of course he does. I mean, I don't know, man. I don't get it, but let's hear more and we'll get through it so we won't have to continue on to the next segment. Everything we lost, cut to, please.
Over 1 million lives lost. The human toll, the economic devastation caused by shutdowns that did not work. And the loss of learning and other psychological harms to our children.
He believes a million people died. What are you going to do? I mean, let more people die?
Ivermectin for all my friends.
Yes, here you go. Cut number three. Patients will refuse treatment, Crudy.
Federal health officials denied patients early treatment and to this day refuse to acknowledge the extent of significant injuries caused by the COVID vaccines.
But ivermectin, super cool.
Don't forget hydroxychloroquine. The abuse of power, cut number four, please.
Emails between Anthony Fauci and Francis Collins reveal how they intended to use their awesome government authority and power to accomplish a, quote, devastating published takedown, unquote, of scientists who offered a different approach to handling the pandemic.
Well, there are quacks on all sides just because you put on the coat, right, Ron? Did Fauci hide the truth? I'm just asking questions over here. Cut five, please.
Have emails also revealed Fauci's attempt to hide his agency's role in funding dangerous research that might have led to the creation of the deadly coronavirus?
Roger,
we don't know.
Breathlessly, yeah.
Because those agencies won't provide unredacted documents.
So you're just rampantly speculating in a House hearing. Is there evidence that Fauci took a guy on Fifth Avenue and shot him?
We don't know.
We don't know because he won't release the emails. Really? That is quite a leap from the... And it wasn't even like they didn't release the emails, Tom. They didn't release the unredacted emails. Yet he was unconcerned about the Mueller report.
Well, no, nothing. Nothing to see here, as Ron has told us more than once. Finally, the great Wisconsin embarrassment, Senator Ron Johnson, cut six.
Federal health agencies have not been honest or transparent. I've written over 50 oversight letters, and the vast majority of the questions I have asked have either received an inadequate response or no response at all.
Because you
I have requested information
stuff.
That the public has a right to know.
You know when Ron Johnson first came to the public's scope? Giving testimony on behalf of the archdiocese, the Catholic archdiocese. I'd point out, Ron's not Catholic, but private citizen Ron Johnson felt it was necessary to go give public testimony in the bankruptcy case, I believe, of the Catholic diocese as they tried to shield their assets
from the victims of rape from the church, yes. Child victims of church rape. Yes, that's what Ron testified to. Because, if you allow them to get their asses taken, well, what are you going to do with every other nonprofit and 501c3? They're never going to get any volunteers or employees. How about don't rape children? Just a thought.
Well, Ron thought that was a defendable position, at least financially, Dom. Come back with us. There were more points I was going to make, but that's why we got more show. You can make points, 844-967-2789.
Now that it's over, I don't know what to do with the rest of my life.
Why not gargle?
The Shaw 101.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, this is J.R. Siewert of Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, and I'd like to invite you to tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up, and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or a seller. So please tune in. We look forward to hearing from you and even taking your questions during the show.
That's Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday morning at 10:30, right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Mid-State Technical College will have a new metal fabrication program in their fall 2023 degree options. They are including the program to meet growing local demand for skilled manufacturing professionals. This 29-credit, one-year technical diploma will include a variety of lab-based hands-on classes. It will utilize state-of-the-art equipment used in local industry. The program will be a part of the new Advanced Manufacturing Engineering Technology and Apprenticeship, AMETA, Center when it opens in the fall of 2024. School lunches may soon be healthier, but more expensive for parents. The USDA is proposing new rules to cut down on high amounts of sodium and sugar. This would eliminate many prepackaged convenience foods and allow schools to replace them with healthier foods made from scratch. Experts say the cost is worth it. Healthy school breakfasts and lunches have been shown to improve test scores and decrease negative behavior. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 13. Tonight, under cloudy skies, winds out of the northwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. Highs level off around 24. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Clear skies. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 12. Dry with temperatures well above average Saturday and Sunday, and highs in the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 40.
I get the faster it goes.
Dude, we had extended State of the Union coverage on Tuesday night, as you well know. I had the president in my backyard yesterday, as you might remember, Dom, if your brain still functioned properly.
I very vaguely remember something about that.
It is a big political week. Now, people, with the snow day and the kids home and a lot of stuff going on, few are taking a breath, but today is no day to take a breath, Dom. Every day around here, a political day. Every day, an urgent day, each and every day, we have the urgency to create the greatest radio show ever, ever. And it takes effort, and it takes callers at 844-967-2789. If you want us to fail in this mission, don't call. But if you want us to somehow miraculously surpass each and every prior performance we've ever had and put together, again, the greatest radio show ever, please dial 844-967-2789. But if you're out and about, you know, don't call until you get home. But we could use you, actually. You know, might risk your life, but 844-967-2789. If you're not on the sloppy roads in Madison, non-Madison commuters get to go to the top of the list. We'll get to the phones eventually, right? Calling for callers. We get there.
We get there. We'll get there. We ask for them, and then we kind of forget about it, and then we'll eventually get there.
Well, when I see lots of callers not commuting around the great state of Wisconsin, not commuting in the Madison area because it could be slick out there, then we'll take some calls. 844-96-PARTY. Dom, it's not quite a Wisconsin headline, but after the disgrace that is Ron Johnson, I feel it's only appropriate to turn to national disgrace, George Santos.
Okay, that makes sense. Same bad taste in my mouth.
You know, I mentioned this guy's like walking clickbait. See if you can tell what I mean. I'm going to get to a headline, and this headline, you just got to like palm plant your face like, oh my God, how is this true? I assume it's true. It's being reported by Politico. I haven't verified independently the source. But George Santos was charged with theft in 2017 in a case tied to Amish dog breeders.
What and why and huh?
I saw some Amish people a couple of days ago, Dom. I was in northwestern Wisconsin. Stopped at like a rest stop in like the Eau Claire area. You know this, man. I've been traveling all around the state clandestinely. But I saw some Amish people. And I was thinking to myself, boy, I wonder if George Santos ever screwed those people. Here is what Politico is reporting. Rep. George Santos was charged with theft in Pennsylvania Amish country. Oh, good. Not northwestern Wisconsin Amish country. In 2017, after a series of bad checks were written in his name to dog breeders, according to the court and a lawyer friend who helped him address the charge.
Address the charge. We're addressing the charges.
Dominic, just days after $15,000 in checks were made out for, and it's got in air quotes, I suppose, this, you know, in the comment section, puppies. He bought 15 G's worth of puppies. That's a lot of puppies.
He wrote puppies in the memo line. Is that like, you know, Gates and his buddy writing for college and the Venmos?
Tuition. Was every puppy $199.99? Anyways, he's writing 15 grand worth of checks made out for puppies, according to the memo lines. And then Santos held an adoption event at the Staten Island Pet Store with his animal rescue charity, Pets. Oh, pardon me. Want to make sure we get it right in case you're looking for a contribute.
You don't want to be wrong about something Santos did.
The charity is Friends of Pets United. You know, because pets divided against themselves cannot stand
never
them.
Never stand, yes.
According to the store's Instagram account, a person who attended the event, the charge was dismissed and his record expunged after George Santos claimed someone had stolen his checkbook, according to the court and the lawyer. How is that plausible? Someone stole his checkbook, went and bought 15 grand worth of puppies with bad checks, and then did a puppy adoption thing, but there's no correlation between those. I mean, really? Then who bought the puppies under false pretense? The Pennsylvania theft charge, which has not been previously reported, not by the devil's advocates anyways, It's the latest revelation in a dizzying array of scandals for the beleaguered New York congressman who fabricated much of his campaign biography. Santos is facing at least 5 law enforcement probes, including a FBI investigation into his role in a service dog charity scheme tied to Friends of Pets United. And oh yeah, Dom, there's that Brazilian fraud case. Santos has said he merely fabricated parts of his resume and is denied breaking any laws. Technically denied breaking any laws anywhere, right, Dom? A spokesperson and a lawyer for Santos did not respond to a request for comment, Dom. Attorney Tiffany Bogosian, I'm not sure if that's correct, but something like that, who attended middle school with Santos, but eventually fell out of touch with her classmate. Is there anyone you went to middle school with that you have not fallen out of touch with?
Well, when you steal and hustle from everybody you ever meet all the time, it's kind of hard to maintain, you know, positive, normal relationships.
Well, attorney Tiffany Bogosian, who attended middle school with Santos, ran into him in a Queen Starbucks in late 2019. Santos told her he had just lost a bid for Congress. Several weeks later, she said, Santos asked for help. He had been awakened by a 4 a.m. knock on the door of his Queens home by a New York PD officer who served him with an extradition warrant related to a Pennsylvania theft charge. He told her on February 15th, 2020, about 2 years ago, Dom, she said he stopped by Bogosian's New York office where she tried to help him with some legal advice as a friend. As a friend, Santos said his checkbook had gone missing in 2017 and blamed someone he knew for the disappearance, she recalled. He told Bogosian, I think that's the third way I've pronounced it now, Dom.
Come on.
He canceled the checkbook with TD Bank as soon as he'd notified it was gone just days after getting it. Bogosian said one of the NYPD detectives told her and Santos they should contact a Pennsylvania state trooper about the warrant. NYPD referred questions about the warrant to Pennsylvania State Police, who said it didn't comment on prior investigations. At her office in February of 2020, Bogosian sent an email to Trooper Adams on Santos' behalf, according to a copy of the message she shared. In the email, she argued Santos's case as he'd related to her. But we know he's lying, right?
That's how it is. You are only, you know, arguing what your client has told you. So what are you going to do? Investigations on your own?
She noted,
hell no, we went to grade school together. What could possibly go wrong?
Here's the defense, Tom. She noted to the trooper that the signatures were different on each of the checks and attached Santos' New York State's driver's license to show his signature on that ID didn't match any of the ones on the checks. Oh, he's a clever thief. He didn't sign his name accurately, Dom.
Who took possession of the dogs? What happened to the dogs? The puppies?
I'm not clear, Dom. Let's see if the reporting covers any of that. I don't know. It was a theft by deception charge. One of Santos' bounce checks was written out to a Jacob Stoltzfus, a dog breeder in Bird in Hand, Pennsylvania, in the amount of $775 for puppy and dated November 22nd, 2017. Stoltzfus said that he had been a typical amount for one of his purebred dogs at the time. Actually, there's a couple of checks here. Another made out for $1,100, Tom. That's a lot of puppy. The recipients attempted to cash the checks at Coatesville Savings Bank and Bank Bird of Hand in Pennsylvania. Just 3 days after the 775 check is dated, Santos Animal Charity Friends of Pets United held a puppy adoption event at a Staten Island pet store. Friends of Pets United has a puppy overload. We'll be cuddling Golden Retriever, Lab, Yorkie, Border Collie, American Eskimo, and Shepherds. Adopt, don't shop. An Instagram post from the Pet Oasis read. So he's going out. He's stealing through deception, writing bad checks in Pennsylvania Amish country, getting these purebreds, taking them back to a shelter where the dogs are then being what? Sold for adoption cost of like $49.95 each?
Well, I mean,
maybe $100.
When you get something for free, you know, you get any money for it, it's a bargain.
There are many dogs at the charity event, and the adoption cost ranged from $300 to $400, you recall.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Right. You write a bad check for $700, sell for $300 or $400. My math says that's like $300 or $400 of pure profit. If you don't get caught.
The fees were always different, and he always had a ton of puppies and a ton of people helping him. The woman who mentioned the $400 puppies. After Vaso adopted her puppy, Santos asked her to volunteer for his charity to foster dogs and coordinate adoption events. She grew disillusioned with him after she said she had fostered an estimated 30 dogs in 1 month, but the only help Santos offered was some money for paper towels. Did he jump shot him at him? Like Trump
like
would
Trump
have?
Did? Yeah, right.
The charity was not a registered nonprofit or a rescue group, according to the New York Times.
Oh, of course it wasn't, because it's George Santos, if that's your real name.
It's not. I thought Anthony DeVolder was his
well,
name.
Well, you know, I mean, you could legally change it or just, you know, go by a moniker.
But what was his? He had another, like a drag queen name in Brazil.
Oh, yes, that's true. That's true. I forget what that was.
And the random names he signed on so many different checks, though.
I mean, does it really even matter? The Hill reporting, Crudy, from today, a group of House Democrats unveiled a resolution on Thursday to expel Rep. George Santos, if that's your real name, from Congress, citing a long and growing list of resume fabrications that have defined his first weeks on Capitol Hill. Rep. Daniel Goldman, a Democrat from New York, said this: "This is not just a simple liar. This is a con man who does not belong in Congress, and he needs to go." Sponsored by Rep. Robert Garcia, Democrat from California, the proposal has little chance of getting a vote in the chamber controlled by the GOP leaders who are defending Santos's right to keep his seat. Yeah, that's
their kind of guy, Dom. Their kind of guy.
But Democrats are hoping the measure will draw attention to the embattled lawmaker, link the broader GOP to Santos's many scandals, and force Republican leaders to stand by their opposition to his removal, even as the questions surrounding his background and campaign finances pile up. "We're going to send a clear message that if Speaker Kevin McCarthy refuses to hold Santos accountable, we will," Rep. Richie Torres, a Dem from New York, said. Torres was flanked by other sponsors of the resolution, Reps Garcia, Goldman, Becca Ballint, and Eric Sorensen, as well as staffer holding a sign listing some of Santos's most prominent transgressions. That must have been a big sign. All but Goldman are members of the Congressional Equality Caucus, which promotes LGBTQ rights, and they're taking special umbrage with Santos's lies about employees dying in the 2016 mass shooting at Pulse, the gay nightclub in Orlando. A quote from Garcia: "His continued pattern of fraud and deception is especially worrisome to our own LGBTQ plus community, and it's time we act immediately and expel him from Congress." I mean, you could try, but, you know, he's one of them now.
He's a good fella. He's one of us, Tom.
He's one of ours. He's a friend of mine. He's a friend of ours. He's a friend of ours.
If you are a friend of the devil's, you'd be calling us 844-967-2789. We'll go to your phone calls. Sloppy day out there on the roads, but it looks like it's getting a little better. I'll now accept Madison area driver callers. I think the roads are good enough. You can call us. Do it. 844-96. Party. Party up in here.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
it's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Serving Central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
The Devil's Advocates. Making radio great again.
When I was three and it didn't leave much to Ma and me.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open for your take. 844-967-2789.
Dominic, let's go to him. Pete from Sun Prairie. Welcome, Pete. What do you got for us?
Hey, Pete.
Hey, well, so I'm thinking our voices have to be heard. And Voss, LeMahieu, and company keep saying, we don't see the interest in recreational marijuana, fair districting, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we need to come up with a organization I'm going to call 72 Voices. There are 72 counties in the state. An office in each county to put countywide referendums on every ballot for items that we all care about. And when they say we don't see the interest or the support, 72 counties or 72 voices could say, here it is, this referendum passed in every county. So how do we make that happen?
Well, Pete, the county part, the referendums, local non-binding advisory referendums, that seems like a brilliant plan. The hard part, Pete, is right, to get the Robin Vosses of the world to give a damn about what their constituents want. Robin Voss sees the polling. He knows that the people of Wisconsin want all these things you just enumerated, Pete. And to say, if we just... Go ahead, sir.
I agree with that, but with a statewide grassroots organization, they could stand up with an operation like yours, who now has statewide reach, and say, "Bull hockey. These are the poll. These are the referendums. These are the votes. Don't tell me there's no interest. I know they're going to ignore them, but we can put political pressure on them by doing that."
Pete, I really like your plan, and I would encourage someone like yourself or other activists in this great state, a lot of great people in this state, if you want to have a real voice and influence over your lawmakers, you could all band together and build this infrastructure. And I can tell you from a media perspective, a lot of freaking work. A lot of work, Pete. Or, theoretically, another alternative is you could vote in the April 4th Supreme Court election, and we could try to recast the maps in the state of Wisconsin. We could perhaps see a lawsuit that would show that we may have the most politically gerrymandered maps in the nation, and perhaps they're unconstitutional.
In the history of the world, yes, but please continue.
Well, you know, you quibble over the details, Tom. What effectively it means, Pete, of course you know this, it means that we are not being represented by our leadership. And there is no direct constitutional way to make a binding referendum. We still need the legislature if we want it to affect law or the Constitution. And the legislature in the state of Wisconsin, of course, is gerrymandered like a tick on a dog. They don't want to give up any of the power that they carved out through malfeasance. The only way we're going to get a fair shake in representative governance is through a recasting of the map speed. And while I'd love to cast political pressure from all corners of the state upon Robin Voss, I don't think we need referendums to hold him accountable for the fact that he is not serving the will of the people. And I don't mean just Democrats. I mean all people. When you see polling, nearly 70% of Wisconsinites, nearly 80% of Wisconsinites want medicinal marijuana. Medicine. Other people's medicine. Robin Voss thinks he gets a say over. Recreational marijuana. Well, they know damn well the people of the state of Wisconsin, including over 50% of the Republicans, want to change on that topic. Robin Voss says there's no path, and he controls all legislation in the state. If it can't hit his floor, it ain't never going to be law. And he knows the numbers. Everybody knows the numbers. He gets me pissed off. That very same guy. I sat in the assembly parlor in the front row when Robin Voss rolled out Foxconn. And Pete, I was there questioning him at every step. How does a $13 an hour job, how is that a well-paying job by your definition, sir? That adds up to me like $26,000, $27,000 per annum. A month ago, you were telling us $53,000, $54,000 on average, maybe more. And of course, we know the lies he told through his teeth that day never even came to fruition. Where are the $13 an hour jobs, Robin Voss? That's your freaking district. He caught more hell for failing to overturn the election for the benefit of Donald Trump and got primaried in his own district by Adam Steen. Hell, the former president tried to take his ass out. Not for bad governance, but for not being bad enough at governance. So this is the world we find ourselves in, Pete. And I love your advocacy. And I'm out here beating my head against a brick wall each and every day. But it's working, and we are affecting people by telling them the truth. And as this network grows, we don't need 72 counties of referendums. We just need the power of this audience to exert the pressure. We say it, you do it, Pete. 844-967-2789. Our pal Chris from Sun Prairie, she's been working hard for years. Welcome, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hi. Hey, I heard you guys saying that we should call, so I called because I am a friend of the Devils. And say hi. And, I wanted to recommend to Pete that he can go out to fairmapswisconsin.com, and he can get hooked up right there with a lot of really great work that's going on in the state. Because, like, as Mike was saying, you know, we really need the Supreme Court race. It's a really, really important win. We need people to get out and vote in the primary on the 21st, and then we need them to get out and vote again on the 4th. And then we need people to push for fair maps, because the work's been done for that. There's people that have been doing phenomenal work for several years now on fair maps. And you can go out and join them. Just go out to fairmapswisconsin.com, and there's actions you can take. You could do them online. You could do things in person. There's all kinds of different things, different ways people can get involved. They can write postcards. So I really highly recommend everybody get involved, because we really need everybody.
Well, Chris, we know you've been fighting the good fight. Also, Wisconsin Grassroots Network, that's a hell of an organization. You've got a big event coming up on March 18th, Chris. Real quick, tell them where it's at.
Well, we're at Wisconsin Heights High School in Nismany, and our doors will open at 8 o'clock. And Mike Kurtz can be there, and we're going to have Mike McCabe, Minsky. We're going to have,
Jim Santel, Earl Ingram will be broadcasting on behalf of Civic Media there that day.
That's correct. We're going to have about 20 to 24, I think, breakout sessions. We're going to have, caught me off guard, Mike.
Well, Chris, I tell you what, I didn't mean to fluster you. The happy hour is next.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang.
They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Local